السلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولاه. Continue our class of the Shafa'a, the intercession. Last week, والحمد لله رب العالمين, we found that Shafa'a is not to be given to the disbeliever. لا شفاعة لكافر. Except for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has given him shafa'a for his uncle Abu Talib. So no shafa'a for any kafir or all. Shafa'a only will be for the Muslim. No shafa'a, no intercession for any kind of people who die without al-Islam. Except that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam give it to his uncle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he give it to his uncle Abu Talib. Why? We found last week that Abu Talib, his uncle, used to help him a lot. He defend him from the disbelievers. And more than that, he raised him up after his uncle, Sheikh Muhammad, his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, died. Who sponsored the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His uncle Abu Talib. He raised him up. Therefore, Allah gave it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam authority to give shafa'a for his uncle in the day of resurrection, in the day of al-qiyamah. To take him out of the, to take him out from the hellfire, la, is to reduce the punishment. To reduce only the punishment. So that the fire will touch and touch exactly his feet up to the ankles, up to the ankles. And because of that, the blood will boil it in his veins until it reaches the brain. What about those who will be totally in the hellfire? وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is actually only shafa'a Allah give it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his uncle. Everyone else, even for his father, even for his mother, he cannot do anything for them because they die without al-Islam. Right. Related to this, we opened a question last week. We end the class, we open. You may find Sheikh Muhammad, someone in you in the job, and he's sneezing. He has a flu. He has cold. Can I tell him, irhamuk Allah? Can I tell the kafir, Sheikh Mustafa, irhamuk Allah? Let me say exactly. Everything was exactly in the school of Majid Manhattan was Dalil. Everything here is Dalil. And wallahi, Allah knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much time we prepare this to make it easy for you. You don't find this in any Majid. Remember this, by the mercy of Allah, for us here. Let's read this hadith together. I read it by Arabic. And to see exactly what is the Yahud. Yahud, they try to be smart when they are in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, let's read the first one in the page here. Inshallah ta'ala. An Abi Musa, radiallahu anhu, qala, كان اليهود يتعاطصون عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرجون أن يقول لهم يرحمكم الله ليقول يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. رواه أبو داود والترمذي. هند إمام الترمذي قال حديث حسن صحيح. تفضل.
The Jews used to intentionally.
No, it's what is the chapter?
Okay.
Chapter. What is the chapter in the top? It's not permissible.
Oh, it's not permissible to tell the kafir when sneezing, Yarmukum Allah. May Allah have mercy on you. Abu Musa, may Allah be pleased with him, reported. The Jews used to intentionally sneeze in the presence of the Messenger of Allah.
Intentionally what, Ya Shaqiba? Sneezing. Intentionally. They sneeze. Seeking what? Look what the Prophet ﷺ said.
Hoping that he would say to them, Ya Mukum Allah, may Allah have mercy on you. But he will respond with, Yadikum Allahu Wasliu Balakum.
Allah. So the Yahud, they try to be smart. Can al Yahud في حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعاطسون وهم لا يريدوا أن يتعاطسون. They don't want to sneeze. But they sneezing purposely, intentionally in the front of the Prophet ﷺ, seeking that the Prophet ﷺ to tell them what? يرحمكم الله. May Allah shower you with mercy. But what is the Prophet ﷺ here? Sheikh Muhammad respond. Huh? يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. What does that mean? May Allah guide you. May Allah guide you. And huh?
And render sound your state of affairs.
So we are not Allah, wa Sheikh Mustafa. If you meet someone sneezing in front of you, tell him Yarhamuk Allah, because the rahma of Allah, who deserved the rahma of Allah? Sheikh Salah, who deserved the rahma of Allah? Allah Muslim, alhamdulillah, because you carry the face. You don't associate partner. لا تشرك بالله. When you see anyone, when you in the workshop, or somebody sneezing from the disbeliever, you cannot tell him يرحمك الله, but you tell him يهديكم, يهديكم الله, may Allah guide you. That's fine.
God bless you.
God bless you is exactly the same thing. God bless you exactly. God bless you. Like now I see in the TV. The speaker of the army, Israeli, you know it, like last weekend was a lot of casualty, about more than 100 people of the Israeli, yeah, between injured and killed by the resistance. قتل منهم مئة من الإسرائيليين. And when he spoke, he said, yes, we lost some people, officer and so, يرحمهم الله. He said like this, يرحمهم الله. May Allah shower them with mercy or give them a mercy. For us, we cannot do the same thing. So God bless you the same thing. So what you should do, I say, Sheikh Muhammad, يهديكم الله. May Allah guide you. ويصلح بالكم. بالكم, this is the بال, the mind. May Allah correct you. That is the meaning of the word. May Allah correct you. يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. That's what we should say, Sheikh Salah. We cannot tell them, God bless you, so and so, because how Allah, God, so, subhanAllah, this Israeli, when he said, يرحمهم الله, may Allah shower them with mercy, they send them to kill the innocent people, yeah, children and women, and the hospital, they bombarded the hospital yesterday. Inside the hospital, they killed a lot of people. And then in the end, يرحمهم الله, Allah will give them a mercy. Never. Never at all. But you have right if you defend yourself, inshallah ta'ala, and you try to protect yourself. So we are not allowed to tell them, La arhamukum Allah, but yahdikum Allah, wa yuslih balakum. Let's go for the next chapter. Shafa'atul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be allowed for those who enter the paradise. Alladhina yadkhulun al-jannah, يصيبهم شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لك الحديث باب الدليل على دخول طوائف من المسلمين الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. الحديث رواه صحيح مسلم 216A. عن أبي هريرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يدخل من أمتي الجنة 70,000 بغير حساب. فقال رجل يا رسول الله ادعوا الله أن يجعلني منهم. قال اللهم اجعله منهم. ثم قام آخر فقال يا رسول الله ادعوا الله أن يجعلني منهم. قال سبقك بها عكاشة. تفضل.
Chapter, the evidence that groups of Muslims will enter paradise without being called to account and without being punished.
No account, no punishment. What does that mean, Sheikh Muhammad? They will come direct from the grave, no hisab, no بغير حساب, no punishment. Right away, we'll send them to the paradise. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى, and we are surrounded by the angel. نحن محاطون بالملائكة. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to make all of us among them. Say Amin. طيب, go ahead.
It is narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 70,000 persons of my ummah will enter paradise without rendering an account. Upon this, a person said, Messenger of Allah, pray to Allah that He make me one of them. He, the Holy Prophet, said, O Allah, make him one of them. Then another stood up and said, Messenger of Allah, pray to Allah that He make me one of them. He, the Holy Prophet, said, Ukasha has preceded you in this matter.
Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, while he was sitting with the Sahaba, narrated by Abu Huraira, and this authentic hadith, the Prophet clarified that 70,000 people from my ummah, they will enter the paradise without any judgment, without any account, her own, 70,000. One of the Sahaba who's sitting in the same meeting, Ya Rasulullah, pray for me to be one of them. Then the Prophet answered him, he said, you are one of them. Allah, he entered this already. Subhanallah, la hawta illa billah, he got it. Who's this person? His name is a companion. His name is Ukasha ibn Muhsin. Ukasha ibn Muhsin from Al Ansar, from Medina. Then another one, he went to do the same thing. Ya Rasulullah, me too, me too. Pray for me to be one of them. Qala sabaqaka biha Ukasha. Already Ukasha, he got it. Why is the Prophet, he did not give it to the second one? Because if he opened it, could you imagine if you give it to the second one, 31, 41, 51, the whole masjid. So when the Prophet, and why the Prophet, he did not give it to all Sahaba? Because some of the people sitting are munafiq. There is a munafiq who is sitting in the Prophet ﷺ or not. A lot of munafiq. Allah told the messenger about some of them, and some of them Allah did not tell the messenger. Therefore the Prophet ﷺ, before he died, he gave a list. 13 of munafiq, hypocrites, in Medina, from the Sahaba. He gave it to him, Ya Huzaifa. Huzaifa, the one who keep the secret of the Prophet ﷺ. If any one of these lists, any one of them, die, do not pray Salat al-Janazah. So the Sahaba, they know that, but they don't know what the list is. So they, anyone die in Medina, they used to look to who? Huzaifa. If Huzaifa pray his Salat al-Janaza, all the Sahaba pray Salat al-Janaza. If Huzaifa did not pray Salat al-Janaza, so the people will figure it that he is munafiq. And so subhanallah, when I read this, wallahi akhi, my body, I couldn't control. لم أستطع أن أتملك نفسي. يأتي عمر بن الخطاب after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, to ask Huzaifa, Ya Huzaifa, I ask you by the name of Allah, my name on the list, that Umar, my name in the list, Ya Huzaifa, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Umar. So this is actually, so the Prophet, he give it to who? Ukasha. But before you leave, I need to find the second action. It's only 70,000 only, Sheikh Muhammad, from the Muslim Ummah. 70,000 only, Sheikh Salah. Send the Prophet until the day of the judgment. Only 70,000 to enter the paradise without any count, without any judgment. Look at the second hadith. Which you take it, inshallah ta'ala, number two in the page. Number two. Aba Umama al-Bahli, yaqulu, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, وعدني ربي سبحانه أن يدخل الجنة من أمتي 70,000 لا حساب عليهم ولا عذاب مع كل ألف 70,000 وثلاث حثيات من حثيات ربي عز وجل. تفضل.
أبو أمامة البهيلي said, I heard the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, say, My Lord has promised me that 70,000 of my nation will enter paradise without being brought to account or punished. With every 1,000, there will be another 70,000.
Allah!
And 3 handfuls of my Lord, the glorified. Sunan Ibn Majah 4286.
Allah! So the Prophet ﷺ, he cleared it here. I wa'adani Rabbi, my Lord's, My Lord promised me to enter the paradise from my ummah 70,000 people. And with every 1,000 of them, Allah give another 70,000. Can you calculate this, Ya Sheikh Salah? Can you tell us the number?
490 million.
ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا. It's not only that. Wait for the second part of the hadith. Don't rush, Ya Sheikh Salah. Don't rush. It's not only that. Give me the last part and the three, and what?
And three handfuls of my Lord, the Glorified.
Allahu Akbar. Plus Allah subhanahu ma'a kulli 70,000 ma'a kulli 1,000 min as-70,000 yu'ti Allah azza wa jalla 70,000 akharin. That's 49 million whatever the session salah say. طيب more than that Allah by his handful. How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Sheikh? How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand? How is it is limited? Small hand like us, Sheikh. Allahu Akbar. Allah will take three times handful. Allah will take from the hellfire. Three times of handful of Allah from the hellfire. So how many people actually will be entered the paradise? This is the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I like to tell you, after this hadith, the man who asked, Ya Rasulallah, make me one. You don't ask your Lord to increase this number after the Prophet cleared it that 70,000 only from the Muslim Ummah. Then the companion say, you don't ask your Lord to increase. Alam tastazid Rabbak. فَقَالَ نَعَمْ اسْتَزَدْتُهُ. Yes, I ask my Lord to increase this number. Then after that, Allah he gave me with every 1,000, 70,000 of the 70,000. That's good until now. Then the man, he repeated again. You don't ask your Lord to increase. He's not satisfied about this number. You don't ask your Lord to increase. Right away, Umar radiallahu anhu arda came by his hand and he put his hand over the mouth of the man who asked for him the second time. Then the man, he took the hand of Umar. He said, take your hand out from my mouth. If the Jannah will be up to you, Ya Umar, nobody will enter the paradise. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhu Umar. Of course, Umar, he doesn't want to bother to lead the man, to bother the messenger. Let's say, Dharuni ma taraktukum alayhi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yaqul, leave me at the end of my word. Don't ask me more. The Prophet all the time when he teaches the Sahaba, leave me at the end of my words. Do not ask me extra. فَقَدْ هَلَهْلَكَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ. Those who were before you, كَسْرَةِ السُّؤَالِ, when they ask a lot to their prophets, وَخُرُوجِهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ, and they became different or against their own prophets and messengers. So this is the good news. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make all of us among this 70,000 who enter the paradise without exactly any count, any judgment. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا منهم. Say Ameen. I'm going to take in these 3 minutes and I leave you because this hadith need a detail. Let's read number 3 before you leave. عن سعيد بن جبير قال عن ابن عباس أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يدخل الجنة من أمتي 70,000 بغير حساب هم الذين لا يسترقون ولا يتطيرون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. حديث صحيح أخرجه الإمام المسلم إن شاء الله تعالى. تفضل.
Chapter 3. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, he will suffice him. Narrated Ibn Abbas, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, 70,000 of my followers will enter paradise without accounts. And they are those who do not practice Arubkiya.
Number one, what Sheikh Salah? Those who die, who will enter the paradise, who will be among this group. This is for us now today. We need to be among these people. But who they are, Ya Sheikh Mustafa? Who they are, the people who enter the paradise, 70,000 of 70,000 in the paradise. Who they are? Number one, هَالَّذِينَ لَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ. What's mean يَسْتَرْقُونَ? Those who do not ask for ruqya. What is ruqya is? You find some imam today, I saw them in their website. If you seeking ruqya and you want to see me, I charge $200. It's like clearly, go, check. Anybody seeking ruqya, what's ruqya? It's mean to say some verses from the Quran or some dua over the one who is sick or has magic or whatever is. So those who do not ask for ruqya, do not ask for ruqya. Number two.
And they are those who do not practice ruqya and do not see an evil omen in things.
Even omen. What does that mean? الَّذِينَ لَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ. What is the mean? Seeking omnis. Evil. What does that mean? The Arab that time, they used to see exactly to have birds. يَتَطَيَّرُونَ هَذَا مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. يتطيرون ساكن أمني this from the شيطان. What the Arab they used to do in Jahiliyyah before the Islam, they used to have the bird. If they need to go for war, they throw the birds in the air. If the air go in the right side, they go to the war. If the bird is went to the other side, the left side, they don't go to the war. And also if they need to travel and they feel they don't like the fear to exactly to travel, they have omens. So what they do, if the birds, after they throw the birds, the bird go in the right side, they travel. If the bird they don't go for the left side, they don't travel. This is actually don't see when exactly you need to intend to travel or to go to work. Tawakkal ala Allah. Put your dependent on trust Allah. كان العرب العربية العربية طيب. كان العرب يتطيرون عندهم طير يلقونها قبل في الجاهلية قبل الإسلام. فإذا ذهبت الطير إلى اليمين وهم يريدون الحرب يذهبون للحرب، وإذا ذهبت الطير إلى اليسار لا يذهبون للحرب، فكانوا يتطيرون بذلك تشاؤم. وكان أيضا إذا أرادوا السفر، if they intended to travel, they throw the الطير يلقون الطير. إذا ذهبت الطير إلى اليمين يسافرون، وإلا إذا ذهبت إلى اليسار فلا يسافرون. هذا كله باطل. So هذا كله تطير. It's mean that تطير is what? It's what? How you call it in English? Not see an evil omen. طيب. The people actually in a tower, those who enter the newspaper and they say, what's your tower? This is something included. That, yeah? Yeah, subhanAllah. Number three.
Not seeing evil omen things and put their trust in their Lord.
Yeah. Put the trust in what, Sheikh Mustafa? Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Anything you face it, تقول تأكلت على الله. There is nothing called actually evil omens or good luck or not good luck, seeking luck. All of this not from the Islam. Are all توكل على الحي القيوم الذي لا يموت. Put your dependence and trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never die. That is actually the people who enter the paradise. And my class next time, I will go against the ruqya to explain the ruqya. Can we make ruqya in Islam? Because here the Prophet, those who do not seek ruqya, there will be the 70 among the 70,000. But can we make ruqya? We're going to know inshallah ta'ala tomorrow if Allah give us life. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among those inshallah to enter the paradise without any count, without any punishment. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give us the benefits of this class. Ask Allah to forgive all our sins and give victory for the Islam and Islam. Barakallahu fikum. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Keep this for yourself.
Yes, you have.
I think I a little bit miscalculated. 4,900,000. 4 million.